Well, I just want to share a few minutes for the high school grads. A couple things that are on my heart. First of all, I want to read a scripture. Romans 12 in verse 1 says this: I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, wholly devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed and changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and new attitude, and that you may prove for yourself what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you. You know, in all the different parts of this church, looking at the Hydroforces, our children's ministry, at Overflow, the youth, and also when dealing with the adults, that's one of our primary responsibilities, is helping folks renew their minds. And for our graduates today, I just want to encourage you to continue to grow, to continue to grow in God's Word. That's how you tap into what He's got for you and who you are in Christ. And He's got great things for you. But just a couple things I want to share. The first thing is advice from my grandmother. How many have gotten some good advice from your grandmother, your granny? My grandmother said this to me. She said, said this back to me when I was in high school: get a skill. Get a skill or skills, and something that you can take with you wherever you go, and it'll help you when times are bad. You can fall back on that. And in times that are good, it will open up doors for you. And that really spoke to me, and one of the reasons why I picked accounting. I was going to be in business, but I wanted to pick something specific, and I chose accounting. And I can't tell you how much that skill has helped me all through the years. It's opened doors for me in so many different areas. And so that's my first piece of advice. The next thing that I would say to our high school graduates: you need to watch out who you hang around with. It can be either, you know, iron sharpening iron or wood dulling the axe. I mean, I don't know. It's you know, you have those people in your life that can move you forward and encourage you and push you forward, or those that can hold you back. And we always have people in our lives we're ministering to and reaching out to. But find some people that have purpose, vision, dreams, good character, and have a plan for the... There's Ashley. Ashley's one of our graduates. What was your degree in, Ashley? Social work. Let's give her a hand. Congratulations. And then my next point, got two more here. My next point is, find a group of believers you can connect with. Of course, have a church, local body, but there's Bible studies, there's fellowships. When I was in college in St. Cloud State, you know, huge university, 16,000 students, I got involved with Campus Crusade for Christ, and that was one of the best decisions I've ever made, really. We had about 140 kids that we met with every week. We had Bible studies. We did outreaches. They just taught me so many things, and I had five or six close friends from that group, and they were there for me, and strong believers, passionate about God, on fire for God, and that just helped me. That just propelled me all the way through college and into my mid-20s, just being on fire for God. So have a group of believers that can really challenge you and make a decision. Like, if you're going off to school, get involved in a church right away. I mean, so many times, you know, you talk to students 3-4 years down the road, they still haven't found a church. Get involved in a group right away. And then the last one, which is kind of unusual, but I want to encourage all the high school graduates, at some point in the next 2 or 3 years, go to the mission field. Go to the mission field. Go to a foreign country. I had the privilege of, twice while I was in college, 2 months suffering for Jesus in San Diego, the beaches of San Diego. But I also went to the country of Panama for 2 months. And those trips, I'll never forget those trips, and especially going to Panama, to go to a place where people were hurting, You don't realize how blessed we are here in this nation, the freedoms that we have. We walked around with armed guards. You know, many places we weren't safe to go. But then also just the, and then we met so many amazing Christians in different places, and then people that were hurting and just less fortunate. And so I just want to encourage you. And you know, 2 weeks, a week or 2 weeks would be great. A month, I think, would be better. But I think the ideal is a couple months. Some of the parents are getting nervous now. Oh my, I can't. But it really would be good for you is to go to another nation. And if you want some help with that, come talk to me. I've been, you know, other folks have been to more places. I've been to 11 nations, and the Lord has got more nations for me to go to. But there's a big world out there, and your worldview just expands, yes, realizing that we're a part of the body of Christ in the entire world, and we're all together have got a job to do. Yes. All right, that's my advice. Take it or leave it.